The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 to 8, a reading from 1 Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake, baked on hot stones, and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm is Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth. I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed. I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me and saved me from all my troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 to chapter 5, verse 2. A reading from Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading today is from John 6, verses 35 to 51. The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowd, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day." Then the religious authorities began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of our Lord. Our 5-week theme of Jesus as the bread of life, as the key to abundant life, continues in the Gospel of John this week. When Jesus speaks to his statement as being the bread of life, he is not just using it as a simple figure of speech. Jesus as the bread of life is a revelation of Jesus' identity, of who he is and what abundant life necessitates. Back in antiquity, bread was a staple of daily living and provision, unlike our low-carb, gluten-free world of today. Jesus was calling the people to live in the abundant life he provided, just as they relied on bread to fill their empty stomachs. Jesus was calling on the people to put their trust in him, to believe in him. Jesus was calling the people of antiquity to be in relationship with him, to be in relationship with God that was possible through him as the bread of life. Caroline Lewis suggests that to believe in Jesus is to make the connection that he is both the bread that God provides that gives life and also the source of the bread. This is relationship. This is the love of God shown for God's people throughout history. Now, if you think that this is a bit heady and confusing, I will not argue with you. In fact, the religious authorities of the time were confused as well. They could not understand why Jesus was calling himself the bread of life. They could not understand why he was saying he came down from heaven. They knew his parents, Mary and Joseph. They've watched Jesus grow up and they've watched him play with his brothers and sisters. I'm sure some of them grew up across the field from Jesus. So I get their thinking and wondering, how could this guy who has human flesh and bones just up and say that he came down from heaven? This was the radical nature of Jesus. This was the radical love of God coming to people to show the way, the truth, and abundant life. The religious authorities would have understood God providing for folks. In the Exodus, God sustained the believing Israelites in providing manna for their 40-year journey in the wilderness. God provided by giving them what they needed to survive, never too much and never too little, so that all had enough. The folks who thought they could do it on their own, the folks that thought that they could hoard the manna, well, they didn't fare out so well. In our First Testament readings from 1 Kings, God provides for the prophet Elijah, when he had seemingly given up hope. God sent an angel who brought food and water to give Elijah the strength to finish his journey. God did not abandon the Israelites. God did not give up on Elijah. And God does not give up on us. That is relationship. That is trust. That is faith. And that is love. In our second reading from the book of Ephesians, the writer Paul speaks of our relationship with God through the waters of our baptism and the truth found in Jesus Christ, the bread of life. The passage does not simply contain badges of merit that we earn like that of the Boy Scouts. It incorporates practical suggestions for living the new life found in Jesus Christ. Look at verse 26. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. I always wondered where the quote, "Do not go to bed angry at one another," came from. Now I know. But I wonder if there is more to this. Paul is not saying that we should not be angry. Remember, we are perfectly imperfect folks who experience emotion in our daily lives, and this includes anger. Paul, however, he is advising the need to acknowledge our anger and to deal with it. It is not advantageous to let our anger simmer away unnoticed. We all know what happens to an unwatched pot on the stove. After a time, our anger, like the pot, can boil over, leaving us to take our emotions out on others and say things in the heat of the moment that we later regret. Unacknowledged anger tears relationships apart, leaving physical and emotional wounds that sometimes never heal. Paul calls upon us to live our lives with authenticity, sharing our time and provisions with everyone so that all have enough. Remember God providing for the Israelites? God never gave too little or too much. How different would our world be if we cared more about our neighbor than our status or increasing our bank account? Can we change our view of success to not being the one with the most money or the most important job, but the one who gives freely and serves all in need? What would our churches, communities, and world look like? Verse 29 speaks of not letting evil come from our mouths. How much better off would we be if we thought before we spoke? And when we do speak, what if we did so with kindness, empathy, and grace? Would this not result in building one another up instead of breaking one another down? As baptized members of the body of Christ, we are given the opportunity to be a new creation, to focus on the ways of new life and to instill new life in others. As baptized members of the body of Christ, we are part of the body of Christ. We are a slice of the bread of life, and this gives us the strength we need to carry on in our lives. We have the strength and courage to deal with the confusing parts and to deal with the anger. We can encourage one another, we can learn from one another, and we can forgive as we have been forgiven. The passage in Ephesians reminds us that we are called to not grieve the Holy Spirit. To be baptized, to be Christian, is to be in relationship with the living and loving God in Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. The nature of love is to love God, and to love one another through the power of the Holy Spirit. When we choose the abundant life that God provides through Jesus Christ, we are set free to live a new and distinct way of life. We are drawn into the heart of God and set apart to make a difference in the world. We are called to live in relationship and community with one another, to give thanks for the eternal life that only God can provide. May we live into our baptismal promises. May we live into the abundant life that only God can provide, knowing that the bread of life feeds us and is God's presence in the world. May it sustain us. May it enliven us. Amen. Our hymn of the day is number 542 from the ELW, O Living Bread from Heaven.